Good morning. This is Pia Krishnakutty, Principal Correspondent for The Print, covering foreign affairs. On Wednesday, Chinese President Xi Jinping and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin signed a joint statement during the former's state visit to Moscow. Now, this comes more than a year after the two leaders signed their No Limits partnership during Putin's visit to Beijing for the Winter Olympics, and that took place just 20 days before Russia invaded Ukraine. The latest joint statement is very comprehensive. In fact, it outlines 9 pillars of cooperation between Russia and China. So here are some of the key takeaways from the joint statement. First, the two leaders agreed to strengthen coordination on the Russia-India-China Trilateral, or the RIC, which is basically a strategic grouping that first took shape in the late 1990s. The two leaders also agreed to closely coordinate in other international bodies like the UN and the G20. That's important for India, which currently holds the one-year presidency of the G20. Putin and Xi also agreed to oppose any future sanctions that are not authorized by the UN Security Council. The second takeaway is that the joint statement seems to indicate that Russia has in a way endorsed China's proposed peace plans for Ukraine. Now, earlier in February, China released a 12-point peace plan to resolve the Ukraine conflict. In the recent joint statement issued by Xi Jinping and Putin, the Russian side said it welcomes China's willingness to play a positive role for the political and diplomatic settlement of the Ukraine crisis and welcomes its constructive proposals. The third takeaway is that Putin and Xi also identified one another as priority partners and explicitly said the bilateral relationship between their two countries is not a military-political alliance. Now, this comes amid reports that China is considering supplying military aid to Russia to use against Ukraine. In the joint statement, the Chinese and Russian presidents also opposed the recently announced submarine deal struck by members of AUKUS, a grouping between the UK, the US, and Australia. The fourth takeaway, which is essentially an interesting bit from the joint statement, is that Putin and Xi explicitly voice support for maintaining peace and stability in the Middle East and to resolve hotspot issues through dialogue. They also opposed interference in the internal affairs of regional countries in the Middle East. Let's not forget that this comes weeks after China helped broker an agreement between Saudi Arabia and Iran, who have traditionally been seen as regional foes in the Middle East. The last takeaway from this joint statement is that the two leaders want to enhance cooperation in the realm of trade and energy. The two presidents vowed to deepen cooperation on trade, investment, and energy, and this comes in the backdrop of countless Western companies halting their business operations in Russia since the start of the Ukraine war. In the joint statement, China and Russia agreed to expand the use of local currencies in bilateral trade and to advance projects in oil and gas, coal, electricity, and nuclear energy. They also mentioned the Nord Stream pipeline bombings that took place in September 2022 and called for an objective, impartial, and professional investigation of the explosion. Now, the Nord Stream gas pipelines were built to transport natural gas from Russia to Germany through the Baltic Sea and is mostly owned by the Russian majority state-owned gas company Gazprom. On 26 September 2022, the pipelines were bombed, causing underwater gas leaks and hurting the Russian economy in a very significant way. And there you have it, the major takeaways from the Russia-China joint statement titled Deepening the Comprehensive Strategic Partnership of Coordination for the New Era. Thank you so much for listening. This is Pia Krishnakutty for The Print.